back when I was a young fellow, somebody gave a square dance this Friday night, and somebody else over there a square dance next Friday night, and just about every Friday night we'd have a square dance and maybe a candy pulling.
They had figures.
Boil that syrup to candy, you know, and then you pull it. Pull it until it gets white, and it'll get perfectly hard, where it's kind of like this hard peppermint stick candy, you know. You have to take something and break it up.
They had figures, they called that the square dances, and they always had a figure caller. And your group on the floor danced that figure out. Mm-hmm. Like they called the figure eight and the grapevine swing and a lot of things that beginning for me, and I forgot, it's been so long. You know, that they called it, that the whole set, they called it, consisted of all these figures, and your dancers danced it out.
Would that be at somebody's house, or would it be at a schoolhouse?
Yeah, usually at somebody's house. Well, now, we have had them at a few schoolhouse when I was a boy, but ordinarily it was somebody's house. And since we've been living down here, we had square dances every Friday night at
what they call a pavilion down,
down at Chilman Bluff there. And just, the place would be full of people and everybody have a nice time, you know. And Lord, I've called, had to have somebody to call figures, you know. I'll call figures there until 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. Lord. Now I couldn't even hold out to get out there on the floor to try to dance.
Well, if you had a dance and it got to be too noisy, the police came and they arrested everybody. And if you wanted to say it a different way, you'd say the police came and arrested the
gang, is what they'd say then, probably.
Gang? If the children get out of school at 4 o'clock, you say at 4 o'clock school does what?
School's out.
And after vacation, the children say, when does school
start?
When does school start?
Open, really.
If a boy left home to go to school and then he didn't show up at school, you say, he what?
Yeah, that's the word to use here. They played hooky today.
And what if he's at college and doesn't go to one of his classes? Would you say something different?
Well, I don't really know. Because I never did get to the college.
I think it was safe to have the same meaning the year down. I mean, in everywhere. I think that's mostly the term that they use. I mean, just ordinary people, you know.
Mm-hmm. You say someone goes to school to get a
education.
And after kindergarten, the child goes into the
first grade.
And there any other terms that you use for that?
Now, when I was a boy, if somebody ask you what grade is that little child in, oh, he or she's in the primer.
Primer?
Yeah, that's the first grade. And you had one spelling book, Swinton's word book. That speller was from the first grade until you completed eighth grade. And brother, when you got to where you could spell a word in that, you could spell anything.
Mm-hmm.